Hi there. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey today. I am your host, K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio. My special guest tonight is a preeminent researcher and independent scholar in the field of the occult and religious philosophy. His name is Jordan Maxwell, and he's here to discuss the nature of sun worship. And you can find out more about Jordan and his research at jordanmaxwell.com. And now, here's my special guest, Jordan Maxwell.
My name's Jordan Maxwell, and I am a researcher in the field of the occult, which means hidden. Not bad or evil, just hidden. Because so much has been hidden from us that I felt that the only way I could get to the bottom of anything is for me to do the research myself. And when I did the research myself, I found that nothing they are telling us is true. And so eventually I got into doing radio and talking about the truth. And so that's what we're doing today. We're here today to talk about some of the things that are going on that we haven't been told about. And so that's why I do. I am a truth seeker radio host.
And are you still doing your radio show right now, or have you stopped doing that?
Well, I don't do my own radio show because I'm always busy doing somebody else's show, thinking about starting my own show again.
All right. And what about Gaia? You know, I told you that I've seen you on Gaia a few times. You're not doing that anymore either?
No, I'm not doing any more Gaia yet. I am maybe going to be doing some more in the future.
Got you. And so let's talk about your... Okay, so when you... We hear about the occult a lot, and I noticed that you started off talking about, you know, really trying to just clarify to people that it doesn't mean bad necessarily. It just means hidden. So, but most of the time... Right. You know, if someone's hiding something, it may be bad. Most of the time. That's the reason why people think the occult is bad, because if you're hiding it, then obviously you may be doing something that you don't want people to see. But you said they are hiding things and everything they've told us is not true. So let's start off by discussing who they are.
They are the media. And so they are our religious leaders telling us things that are not true and having us believe things which are not true. And politically, I don't have to tell you, politically, they're telling us the truth. And so eventually, I think it's all going to come falling down. Everything that people have been telling us is going to fall down to the ground, and we're going to see what the real truth is. I've already looked at some of the real truth. People are not going to like it when they see it.
So let's talk about some of that. Okay, so, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, politically, it's just a mess. Let's talk about the controllers of the world. I hear that, you know, that there are people that actually pull the strings, you know, kind of
yes.
Tell they're actually manipulating us from top to bottom. Tell us what you know about that.
And it is a religious priesthood that's doing this to us. They are called the Jesuits. The Jesuits are a priesthood in the Catholic Church, and they are at the top of the list when it comes to conspirators and people lying to the press and people lying to the government and getting us in trouble and causing all kinds of problems in our courtrooms and in the governmental systems, etc. So I started off with the religious part of it, and I began to see it's in everything.
Yeah, let's talk about the Jesuits, because I heard that they actually, you know, they have a foothold in a lot of these universities. Is that true?
Hmm. Yes, it is true.
Georgetown University, for instance. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And especially in Washington, D.C. All over Washington, D.C., Jesuits are very busy. They are a religious priesthood, but they are a militaristic priesthood. They are a military operation. And so their whole reason for being is they were started back in the 1540s as a priesthood. And they were started by Ignatius Loyola. And the whole idea for them being on the scene today is to destroy everything that the West has built up as a defense against people who would find fault with the Catholic Church and would fault with the Catholic religion. They are dedicated to wipe out anybody who would be talking about the Catholic religion. And so they are a military group that is very, very, they're stuck on that one thing that they're doing, and they want to bring the end to America, because America has operated on the basis of freedom and liberty and justice for all, and they don't want freedom, liberty, and justice for all. They want what they want. They want the Father, the Holy Father, to tell us what we can believe and what we cannot believe, and what's been hidden from us and all the trappings of religion. And if you keep in mind that the Father is a Holy Father, the Holy Father, why is he called the Holy Father? And the Pope of Rome is a Holy Father because he is speaking for God. He's Rome's godfather, if you get my drift. That's exactly why the Mafia has a godfather, because they speak for God, and they mean business. So the Jesuits are a Mafia operation, and this is why we are in so much trouble today, because they control our God. They're controlling our government, our laws, and our state laws, and all the social
our
networks.
Schools, the schools.
Everything.
Yeah.
Our
yeah.
schools, everything. They're controlling everything. They are referred to as Jesuits of the short robe. And being a part of the short robe implies that you don't have to be in church as a priest. You can be doing their work for them if you're a short robe, Jesuit. And that's what we have today. Fauci, who give us all of the stuff about the disease that's going around, he is a Jesuit of the short robe. He is a Jesuit. And the Pope himself is a Jesuit. And that's why we are all in a mess, because we don't understand what they're doing and who they are. And they want to keep themselves quiet so they can do whatever they please to do. And so they are causing all kinds of problems in government and making all sorts of decrees. And we have to just do what they tell us to do. And that's not America. America never has been a lapdog for any religious organization. No religious organization in America is needed, because we will believe whatever we wish to believe. And that's one thing that the Jesuits do not want. They don't want the people believing what they want to believe. They want to present to us doctors, lawyers, and teachers, etc., that we are supposed to believe. And so that's one of the biggest problems we're facing today. We're facing Jesuits, and we don't know it.
I have to ask you something here, because you said that they're trying to bring down the West and everything, that since we're free thinkers,
yes,
and we do pretty much whatever we want to do. or so to speak. So,
yeah.
So is this in collusion with our government?
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Unfortunately, it is, because our government today does not mind losing positions and giving it to the Jesuits to do. And the Jesuits are very good at controlling politics, religion, government, education, medical, everything in the world that we hold dear. Jesuits control. And so therefore we're not allowed to speak about religion. We're not allowed to tell people about the astrotheology of religion and where it comes from and what it means. And so most people do not know anything about their religions. They just are what they are. And so I am taking the time to try and explain to the audience what is meant by the different religions in the world. And it's a really incredible situation, because so much that we think we believe, we think we know about, then we find out no. And point of fact, you don't know. You have heard from other people, and you have heard this or that, whatever it is you've heard, you think that that is the truth. But in point of fact, it's not the truth. And so that's where we are today. We are all believing something that's not true.
Are you saying, let me ask you this real quick, and I hate to interrupt you. Are you saying like things like, you know, when I've looked at it and I've had people, other people on the show, and I've actually studied, like, say, the tradition of Christmas coming up really isn't about what we think it's about. It's,
yeah,
you know,
well, we're told that Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
Right, right. But what is it really?
It really is the sun's birthday. S-U-N. That's why you go to church on Sunday, S-U-N day, and we're worshiping the sun. But we are an Anglo-Saxon language. English is called Anglo-Saxon, and Anglo means English based on Saxon, and Saxon means German. So Anglo-Saxon is English based on the German language, and so therefore, there's two different languages we're involved in right now. We're involved in English, which we say is the light, that thing that brings light into the world. We call God's Son, S-O-N, not S-U-N. It's actually S-U-N, not S-O-N. And so therefore we say Jesus is God's Son, the light of the world. Of course, the sun is the light of this world. The sun is the light of the world. And therefore, we're talking about sun worship. And we've been doing this same thing on every Sunday. We go to Sunday school, spell S-U-N day, and we worship God's sun, S-U-N, because that day is called Sunday. Most people think that Jesus is going to come back to save us. I find it to be very difficult for anybody to come back to help us when nobody was been here to start with. Jesus is not coming back because he was never here to begin with. And the metaphor is the Savior God who's died and comes back in the morning. He back at 5:30 in the morning, the sun rises. He is our risen Savior. The sun, S-U-N, is our risen Savior. Why? Because if he doesn't keep the earth warm, and if it gets to be freezing cold, There's going to be ice everywhere, and we're not going to live through all of this terrible times. And so that's why he is he's God's son, the light of the world. He lights our world. He brings warmth, and he causes our food to grow, and therefore he causes us to grow, people. And so what we're talking about in Christianity is just the object of what is happening in the heavens, in the heavens. Well, first of all, you got the sun is in heaven, and therefore God's son is in heaven, and he's going to provide life for us, and he's giving his life that we might live. The sun is giving us life every day. It gives us life to us, so we can live on the earth, because without the sun, there would be no food, there would be no people, there wouldn't be anything. There would be nothing but frozen wastelands. And so, therefore, God's son is giving his life so that we might live. He gives his life with the sun and the energy from the sun so that we can live and can make our food, and we can have light to live by. And so all of these things are all called astrotheology. And that's something I learned a long time ago, and I was trying to tell people that it's not going to be a man on a cross coming back. It's going to be a son is continuing to live. And as long as there is a sun, there will be, always be food, there will always be warmth, and therefore there will always be people. And therefore, the sun is the reason why we are all here.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, they said that even the symbolism, the holidays, our traditions, all of that is like based on worshiping Satan.
Well, I don't know about worshiping Satan or not, but I think that our worship is being directed by the Knights Templars, Masonic Lodge, and there are Freemasons that are teaching all of these things. Like Billy Graham was a Freemason, and all his life he talked about the Lord Jesus, and we know that there was no Lord Jesus, so we're faced with the Freemasons all over the world. Freemasons are promoting the religions of the world and the governments of the world. And therefore, we are being led down the Gordon path to believe certain things which are not true, which have never been true. And that's where we are today.
So let me ask you something. If we're not, if you believe, you know, people are being misguided into worshiping Jesus, and Jesus was never here to begin with, who is the figure that churches are directing people to worship?
Well, first of all, in the Bible, it says in the Bible, the first words in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But that's not what the Hebrew says. It doesn't say in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It says in the beginning, the gods, in plural, created the heavens and the earth. The small g, many gods created the heavens and the earth. By creating the heavens, it means that they gave us astrology. We can read in the heavens. And so they have given us the heavens and the earth. And so that's where we are today. We are nothing more than believing in astrology, with the 12 signs of the zodiac becoming the 12 months of the year. And the sun is when it comes every morning, when the sun rises on the first day of summer, it is high in the northern sky over the United States and Western Europe. And so therefore we say he has risen. His name is Horus. And Horus was a sun god of Egypt. And where was Horus risen? When he rises on the horizon. Horizon is Horus rising. And therefore, the sun is Horus, and he is rising. And therefore, he rises on the Horus rising, the horizon. And therefore, we are believing that there was a man that was on a cross. But in fact, no man was ever on a cross. Even Christianity for the first 600 years, first 600 years of Christianity, that was in churches nowhere, nothing of a man on a cross. There was no symbol of a man hanging on a cross in Christianity. It started about 600 years after Christianity began. It had to be changed over because they realized it was a German word, not an English word. Or it was an English word, not a German word. And so they realized the difference, and so they put a man on the cross so we could all understand and believe and think about what it would be like to be hung on a cross. And so there was, we say the Son was our Redeemer, and that's what was exactly what he is. The Son is our Savior, and that's precisely what the Son does. It saves us every day. It provides our food. It provides our warmth. It provides our life. It provides everything. And so,
we're worshiping, people worshiping Horus, the sun god.
Yes, we are actually worshiping Aton, the sun god of Egypt. If you go on the web and look up the word Aton, god of Egypt, the Aton was the sun. And that was the one thing that the pharaohs had decided, that we should be worshiping the sun. The sun god was Aton. Judaism says that it is not right for us to use God's name. If we are not Jews, we should not use God's name. But there is a word that in the Jewish language that we can use that denotes God, the God of Israel, and it was called Tetragrammaton. The Tetragrammaton means the God of Israel. You don't have to use his name. You can use that word, Tetragrammaton. And Tetragrammaton is explained to be tetra. Tetra is four. Gramma, G-R-A-M-M. Gram is a letter, like A, B, C, D, E. Gram. Tetra, gram is four letters of the Hebrew God. His name is Aton. Tetragram Aton. Look it up in the dictionary and you will find Aton was the sun god of Egypt. And the Jews today call him Tetragram Aton. Tetra, four letters, gram, letters, and Aton was the god of the Egyptian god of light. And so that's the one, you know, that's what I've been trying to talk and explain to people, that what we're doing is we're being led down the garden path to believe something which isn't true.
Okay, so let me stop you right there. Okay, so you mentioned Horus. Okay, Horus is a god with, in the form of a falcon, I guess his right eye was the sun or morning star. Why is he referred to as the morning star? And I'm sorry, I keep going back to Satan, but Satan also is referred to as the morning star. Are they one in the same or no?
Yes, they are one in the same. Morning star means the planet Saturn. And so therefore, morning star is the planet Venus. Venus is referred to in the Bible as the morning star. Therefore, when the morning star is a star that brings the light to the world, Venus is the one star that brings light into the world. Because when the star of Venus comes up in the morning, early in the morning, we can see that it's being lit up It becomes a very bright star because it's announcing the arrival of the sun, and therefore as the sun is explaining to us that we're going to see the sun very soon when we see Venus. And so that's why the devil is E-V-I-L, evil. You put a D in front of the evil, and it becomes devil. And you take the devil is the one creature in the universe that is known to be evil, and he has demons that live for him and work for him and do the work for the devil. And that's what we are seeing in the UFO. The UFO are the demons of the devil. They're coming back to see us. They're coming back to find out what we're doing here on the earth. They have created us. Now they want to know, what are we going to do about where we are finding ourselves? How are we going to react? And therefore, they telling us what they're doing and what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And so that's what's going on.
Okay, so you said, I have to stop you right there. I've heard this before, that many people think UFOs are, you know, demons or demonic in nature. You say that that's what's happening as well, and that they created us, so they're coming back to see what we're doing right now. What are they going to do? I mean, do you have
thing is, they're coming back to check on us to see what we're going to do in relation to the misery we're going on in the earth, and they know that something is going on. They're coming back to check on us, to see us, and the U.S. government knows that they are here and knows that they are coming back to see us, and they know there's something going on in this particular time in the world, and that they are presenting. They have not told us, because the governments do not want us to know who they are, the extraterrestrials, who they are, and where they come from.
But they're interacting with them, for sure.
But they're interacting with them, yes.
Okay. All right. I want to go back to that for a minute, but I want to clarify that, and thank you for going into so much detail about that. Okay, so the Horus, the sun god, one and the same, also referred to as Saturn, Satan, and that's who people are worshiping.
Yes.
Got you. Okay, now let's go back to the interacting with the UFOs, because that's coming up more and more in the news. It seems like they're willing to divulge more to the public, to let them know, okay, we're seeing these things. Whether they have a plan or not beyond that, many people think they do. I don't know. I do find it very curious that they want to talk about it, you know, for some reason right now. But what do you think the government's getting out of it? I mean, what are they wanting to do? I mean, that people feel like this is the end of, and whatever the end means, I don't know, the end of this age, us, the planet, I don't know. What do you think's going on?
Well, I think this is the end of the age of Pisces. Pisces is a symbol of a two fish in the stars. Piscean age is two fishes. And therefore, Jesus feeds his audience with two fishes. And therefore, the two fish are the two fish of Pisces. So what we're doing is we're coming close now. We're getting very close to the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is coming. It is not here yet, but it's going to be real soon. We're going to go into the age of Aquarius. And when we do, all the symbols are going to have to be changed. There's not going to be two fishes, not going to be a Jesus, a man on the cross. It's going to be a man carrying a pitcher of water, Aquarius. And therefore, That's the one thing I've been trying to tell so many people, is that the Aquarius is going to be a change in the whole structure of the stars in the heavens. And so the sun has been called Horus, H-O-R-U-S. And we get our word hours, H-O-U-R-S, hours, from Horus, H-O-R-U-S. And therefore, Horus comes up every morning. We see him coming up in the mountains in the morning, about 5:30 in the morning. He comes up where? He comes up on the horizon. Horus Risen is horizon. And that's where the sun comes up, is on the horizon. Horus is rising.
Is Maxwell, is that where all the references to the eye come from? I mean, yes. You see it? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is because people are led to believe that the sun is helping us. The sun is helping us. He's Horus to Horus, and he's going to be rising on the horizon. And therefore, I'm saying I don't think it's it's going to be very difficult to make a big comeback to save the world. Like, people are thinking Jesus is going to be coming back. I'm saying I don't think it's going to be that way. I don't think it's going to be a big comeback, because it was never here to start with. There was no Jesus. It never was a big comeback. It's an astrotheology story about the sun, S-U-N, not S-O-N, in German, is a German word. And therefore, on a cross, the sun dies on a cross, because the cross of the zodiac. And so when you cross the different symbols in the heavens, it becomes a cross of the zodiac. And therefore, that's the kingdom of God, because we humans tend to put all life forms on the earth into categories. We say that cows are in herds, dogs are in packs, and so fish are in schools. And so we all use terms to put life forms into a word, into something else. And so we call it God's kingdom. Well, what is it that we humans put into a kingdom? We put animals into a kingdom. They call it the animal kingdom. And so the animal kingdom is what? It's the kingdom of animals in the zodiac. And the zodiac is where? It's in heaven. This is why we're told, when you pray, and say, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," Zeus. That's what the word was. Zeus was the god over the earth. And hallowed be thy name is Zeus. And Zeus has a very important canal in the Middle East today. Is called the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal is Zeus spelled backwards. And so today we are now waiting for Zeus to come back. There is not going to be anyone coming back. Zeus is just a name for a god.
Amazing. This is amazing, really. And okay, so all of the things that are going on in the world, I hate to really bring this up, but I feel like I need to, with all the manipulation that's going on with the media, and especially with the coronavirus and things like that, all of that, I have to go back to the Jesuits. Are they causing all of it?
Yes. It all goes back to the Jesuits, who have stated in their books and in their writings that they hate America, because America is a very powerful country based on freedom and liberty and justice for all. And so we have a freedom of religion. We got a freedom from religion. We can believe what we want. We can take what we want and throw the others back. And so that's what the Jesuits do not want. They don't want Catholicism because they are Catholics. They don't want Catholicism to be questioned. And so, therefore, they have the Holy Father, who is the Godfather. He speaks for God. And this is where the Mafia gets the idea of a Godfather, from the Holy Father who speaks for God. He is a Pope of Rome. He's a Holy Father who speaks for God. And so he's a Godfather. All of these things are nothing more than a metaphor. All of this is a metaphor. It's all based on words and terms and phrases and ideas and concepts that were born out of a priesthood. And so the priesthood, or the priesthood of the Jesuits.
Okay, so let me ask you something about the Jesuits. Do they have like a central location somewhere in the world where they pull off this? Okay, where is it?
It's a church in Rome. It's their church. It's the Jesuit church. It's called the Church of Jesu, not Jesus. Jesu. The Church of Jesu is a Jesuit formed, you might say, like a Vatican. It's a Jesuit church, the Church of Jesu, and it is a main church for all Jesuits. It doesn't mean all Jesuits belong to Church of Jesu. It just is their one church that they all respect as a home office. And so the Church of Jesu is the church that they lead their worshipers to.
And also, you talked about Fauci was a short robe. Who else that's in the public eye like that you believe is a short robe? Jesuit.
I know that Fauci is a Jesuit. He's just doing the work of Jesuits for them. He's doing what he's told to do by them. And they are a very powerful priesthood they operate like the Mafia. They are very powerful. And so the Church of Jesu is like a Mafia headquarters in Europe today. And therefore, the Dr. Fauci is doing his job for them. They control him. And he just puts out information that they want done. They want his information out there, and they will profoundly applaud him and promote him on television. They will promote him on television and telephone. They promote people that work for them. And Fauci works for the Jesuits. And so people need to wake up and find out who Fauci really is. And then you will find out that he's been lying to the people. And therefore, he is no longer to be believed. And all of the stuff that's going on is to shut America down. You need to wear your mask, go home and stay 6 foot apart, and we hope you die. We want you to die. And therefore, Dr. Fauci is making sure that that's what we will do. We'll go home and we'll put our mask on and we'll shut up and not ask any questions and just believe whatever he says, because he speaks for the Jesuits. And therefore, eventually, America will go broke if nobody's going to work and nobody's paying anything, nobody's working. Therefore, we're going to begin to rot, and we're going to lose what we thought we had. We thought we had a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And now we find out, no, it's a government by the Jesuits, for the Jesuits, and of the Jesuits. And therefore, we will one day have to wake up and find out we've been had, we've been lied to. And that's what's going on.
Unreal. This is really unreal. And I do suggest that my listeners pick up your book. I will have those links in the show notes. I would really love to know whenever, if you ever decide to do Gaia again, you know, I can watch the rest of those and listen to your radio show. I understand that you are getting tapped to do a lot of interviews, for which I would love to have you back for a longer discussion, Jordan. Before we go, though, I want you to take a moment to tell my listeners where they can find out more information about you or anything else you're working on.
Yes. If you go on my website, is JordanMaxwellShow.com. JordanMaxwellShow.com is my website. And on that website, you will see advertised another website that I own. I have two websites, JordanMaxwellShow.com, and I have JordanMaxwellResearch.com. And so if you want to go to the research, it costs money. It's very small, very, very cheap, one-time subscription to a lifetime of information. And you will find that on my research website, which is JordanMaxwellResearch.is. And if you go on my JordanMaxwellShow.com, you will see JordanMaxwell.is, and you can join it. I've been told by my attorney friends that if you're going to put something on the web, that you might get in trouble because of government does not want people to know that there is a way that you can opt out of a federal system. The federal government is a corporation. We are no longer Americans. We are U.S. citizens. U.S. citizen means you are an employee of a U.S. corporation. It's called the U.S. corporation. And therefore, you are no longer an American. Americans were free, and they were protected because they were free. But now so much corruption and lies and deception has just about brought us to the end of the rope. We're losing everything we thought we owned. And that's another thing. You don't own anything. Even if you pay money to buy a new car, you don't own it. And why? Because it has to do with the word allodial. If you buy a car with an allodial title, it means you are an absolute owner of the car. And if you buy a house with an allodial title, you are an absolute sovereign. And no one can take that house from you, and no one can take the car from you. It's a law on the earth. It's called maritime admiralty law. And there's the law of the sea and the law of water. There are two kinds of law on the earth, only because there are two things on the earth. There's land and there's water. Land and water, the earth and the water, the earth and the sea. And so there's a law of the land and the law of the sea. And the law of the sea is what the United States has become. They didn't tell you that there's a law of the sea, and the law of the sea is maritime admiralty law. It's an overwhelming. It's the law of the high seas. It's overwhelming powerful. All governments on the earth operate under international maritime admiralty law, the law of the sea. And that's why we say you are underwater. If you can't pay your bills, you're going underwater and you're drowning in debt. We use all these terms and words which are telling us that it's the law of the sea. And the law of the sea is the reason why we have banks on the earth. Where, if you got a bank, what does a bank do? It directs the flow of the currency, of your currency. Your money is your currency. It's an ebb and flow of a current, and therefore it has to be put into a bank because they are river banks. And the river bank is directing the flow of the currency. And so all of this is very difficult to understand. If you just go on my website, to Jordan Maxwell Research, is.is, and join, you will see all the documents on the how the United States actually, in fact, works, how it works with money, where our money is going, and there's a maritime admiralty, law of the sea, and it's the law of water. And that's why we say if you can't pay for your home, it's underwater, and therefore you're drowning in debt. And so there's a lot of material that's out there on the web, on my Jordan Maxwell research.is. If you go on, I was going to say before, that I've been told that if you are going to put material, reading material, and going to put videos and something else out on the web that you might get in trouble for, you had better do it on a private website. Make the website private, I've been told. So that's what I've done. I wanted to keep it as cheap as possible. For one-time subscription price, you get a full-time governmental information about how the world really works, how information works. And therefore, all of the things that I talk about are going to be on jordanmaxwellresearch.is. And IS does not stand for Israel. And so it stands for a company that's in the Northern Hemisphere. It's in the North Sea, in the Atlantic. And therefore, it's called Jordan Maxwell Research.is. And I've got all kinds of pictures on there showing you the interesting pictures. And then I got all kinds of audio and disco audio and videos, audio videos in which people are telling you about the way the world really works. And I recorded them, and you can go on the web and listen to them. It's an audio video on my website.
Audio and video?
Audio and video on my website.
I will make sure I have that linked up for my listeners. And I'm definitely going to be subscribing to it because I do want it. I want to have your research. I'd love to have your research. And thank you for sharing that. Many blessings to you. And I really appreciate your time, Jordan.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me to be on the show. And thank you.
To find out more about our guest and all others, please visit our website at mysteriousradio.com. And I want to give special thanks to our co-creator and executive producer, Kim Kyle, who brought this show to you today. And working hard behind the scenes, our team of four, I want to thank them as well. Follow us on social media and share the show with others that may like the subjects that we cover. I am your host, K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio.